Following a recent cabinet meeting, we learned that the contract of Ms. Busisiwe Memela Kambule as chief executive of the South African Social Security Agency has been extended. This is despite Memela Kambule being implicated in a damning special investigating unit report in 2021 involving corruption in a 45 million rand tender to distribute 33,000 social relief of distress food parcels in the Eastern Cape during the COVID-19 pandemic. Shockingly, the SIU found that SASSA had no approved process of administering food parcels to beneficiaries and depended on lists submitted by ward councillors. In addition to the tender itself being corrupt, the involvement of ward councillors saw non-qualifying beneficiaries receiving parcels, while some qualified beneficiaries received parcels late or received incomplete or substandard parcels. The ANC continues to stand by cadre deployment, even following the DA's recent expose. As outlined in the Zondo Commission, cadre deployment is a key ingredient to corruption. The ANC always thinks of itself foremost and never innocent South Africans. President Ramaphosa and his officials are also willing to lie by falsely accusing the DA of being against social grants, when in actuality it is the ANC's fraud and corruption that threatens social grants. The incidents of fraud and corruption at SASSA in the past few years are nothing short of disturbing. In stark contrast to the ANC government, the DA has a plan to protect social grants. Our pro-poor policies, as contained in our social development policy, our recent launched 2024 manifesto, and alternative budgets attest to this fact. The choice South Africans have to make on 29 May 2024 is a clear one: an uncaring, corrupt ANC government or a competent, caring DA that is ready to govern. We must all make the right choice to protect our social security system and vulnerable South Africans in dire need of assistance.